Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, oh, how will she ever find the time to provide the need?
You're listening to Don't Give Up Radio, and that song just tells it like it is. It doesn't matter where you are in life, whether you've just gotten out of jail, whether you're a single mom like me raising three kids on her own, you don't have to give up. That's what the show is designed to tell you and to encourage you. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans, and it is my pleasure to be with you again once again this week. And this show, you know, we're going to touch a little bit today on where that comes from. Where does the title come from? It actually comes from Galatians 6, verse 9, which says, "Let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on in the show, but I want to let you know right off the top that song was by Reuben Studdard, and it is the theme song of this show. But tonight's music, we will feature Mandisa. I tweeted her earlier this week, and I said, girl, I've been sleeping on you. I didn't even realize how much joy your music evokes. And I'm choosing music from an older CD, but you're going to really enjoy it, especially the way it ties into this topic. Because I had an epiphany this week, okay? I had an epiphany. I don't know how many of you have noticed this, but there seems that in life, when you do one negative thing, there seems to be a series of consequences or a series of proliferated actions or things that happen because of that one thing that you thought, said, or did. However, it always struck me that the opposite didn't seem to be true. It didn't seem that for the one good thing that I thought, said, or did, that I would get this proliferation in terms of outcome. And I always wondered, why was that? And I always prayed about that. And I had an epiphany this past week, and I thought, you know, I'm going to share this because I don't want anyone to go as long as I did without really figuring this out. Now, I'm going to have to give you the definition of sin in order for this to really make some sense. So don't go running away. In archery, if any of you are aware of the sport in archery, the term for missing the mark is called to sin, right? And sin biblically or scripturally is anything that we think, say, or do that is outside of the mind of God. Given that definition, we understand that every human being on the face of the planet faces or has the opportunity to sin every day. However, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ's gift of salvation, the Bible says that we are made a new creation and that our minds are renewed by the reading of the Word and the reading and the washing of the Word. Okay, so like I said, you've noticed that there are times when a negative thought, action is said, and it seems as if, you know, we just can't stop getting results from that. However, when something happens on the positive side, it doesn't seem to yield that type of fruit. It doesn't seem to go in that direction. And so I really was able to get the answer to this today. And I know that I'm not the only one out there that feels this way or who noticed that. Well, the first song I'm going to play today is actually called Lifeline. And the lyrics go like this. Here I am, drowning in a sea of my own choices, holding to hope by a thread. Yeah, I'm looking round and calling out. Fear pulls me down when the waters rush in over my head. How many times? How many times will it take till I learn? You reach for me in my need. Yeah, and when I cry, I know that I faithfully find you when life comes crushing on me. You're there in my brokenness, in my distress, my rock when I'm strong or when I'm powerless. You hold me in rushing tides when waters rise. And always, you are my lifeline. You are my rescue. Strength in my weakness, light in my darkness. You are my safety, lifter of my head, the air that I need when I can't seem to breathe in. You are my lifeline. Well, those lyrics tell me that this is a universal feeling that we all have. So after the song, I'll let you know what my epiphany was.
By a thread.
How beautiful is that? You're my lifeline. I'm so thankful that we know that the Lord is our lifeline, even when we are, you know, constantly making mistakes in life and not choosing the right turns. But today I'm going to share with you my epiphany. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9, because the answer usually is in the Word. It's there. It's whether or not we are able to see it. So Galatians 6, 7 to 9, and let me correct that. Not usually is. It's always there. Okay. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Okay, so we understand that seed is singular, right? You take a strawberry seed, a pineapple seed, a apple seed. You don't expect to get one piece of fruit back. You expect a whole crop to grow, a tree to grow and bear much fruit. So we understand that that singular seed, whether it's our thought, our word, our actions, our deeds, it's designed to produce more than a one-hit result, okay? And so that is part of the explanation in terms of why it is when we do something that the response that we get back is not just a one-hit, but it seems to continue and expand almost exponentially. And so that's part of the answer, but that does not explain why the same response doesn't always seem to be true when we choose to think, say, or do the right thing. Okay, here it is, y'all. It has to do with the consistency of the seed we have been planting all along. Most of us are steeped in negative, self-defeating thought patterns and harmful words that are said to us, but most importantly, words, negative words that are said by us to others, but even more than that, to ourselves. So if that has been the case, and you've consistently been planting this negative crop and watering that, it will also mean that when it's time for a harvest, it will be in abundance that you're going to reap on that side of things. Now, when we commit a few positive scripture verses to our mind, and we start to, people are talking about saying positive affirmations every day and things of that nature. Most of us can't seem to be consistent enough to do that for 30 days consecutively, 60 days, 90 days, a year. It's what you consistently sow. So if I'm consistently sowing negative crops, and here or there I'm planting in a positive seed, well, guess what's going to happen? My harvest is going to be what I plant. That's what Galatians is saying to us here. So going back to this now, it's the consistency of the plant, what is planted and watered. You know, that is what's going to grow, and that's what's going to provide the abundance of the harvest that we reap. And it's very easy to commit a few scriptures to our mind that is positive. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can say these things. It is also important to believe these things. But the issue is usually at the first sign of defeat, at the first sign of struggle, we are down and out. We are wondering, God, where are you? Why didn't this work? So we have to change the seed that we are working with, and we have to say goodbye to those old ways of thinking, speaking, and doing. And we have to be consistent, and we have to plant the seeds of hope, joy, peace, love, kindness, the fruit of the Spirit that's in the Word of God. Then we will find the reverse to be true. See, once we start to consistently plant on the other side, let me tell you, goodness and mercy will follow us so strong that we will not be able to contain the blessings of God. So the next selection I'm going to play for you is going to be also by Mentee Sense, called Goodbye. We have to get to that place where we say goodbye to the right things. We have to say goodbye to those things that are keeping us back, those things that are harming us, those things that are keeping us from growing and keeping other people around us from growing as well. It is very important to just let go of what they call the poverty mentality. You know, the poverty mentality doesn't have to do with money. It can affect your money, but it's really how we feel and how we think about ourselves. And let me let the song tell it for you. Say goodbye to those wrong seeds that you've been planting, that we've been planting. We've been listening to music by Mandisa. This is from her CD entitled What If We Were Real. And she does have a new CD out now called Overcomer. There's a video. It is excellent. If you need encouragement to believe that you can get through, she has some wonderful people on there. I was in tears, but the kind of tears that makes me feel that I can get up and move forward. Okay, you heard it clearly in the song. The voice to the voice, to the liar in the mirror saying you can't ever change, to the guilt that's sitting on your shoulder, always keeping you wrapped up in chains, to the past that you can't undo, to the pain that you're walking through, to the small and to the big mistakes. This is what love wants to say. Say goodbye to that. We can do that. We have the power to do that. If you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as it says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, all you have to do is simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and you will be saved. And then he gives you the ability and the power to learn of him and to understand things. And when we really want to understand, when we really want to know, he reveals. And like I said, this was my epiphany, that the reason why I have been having or seeing lately in my life a more of a consistent change in the positive, where it's like, oh, this is happening. It's starting to happen. Well, as I look back to the past year, I made some conscious efforts in how I was thinking about certain things and what I was doing about certain things. And now the fruit of that is coming to pass. It takes time. You know, they say that a bamboo tree, those shoots that go straight up past, you know, men 7-8 feet tall, that for the first 5 years after you plant the seed, you see absolutely nothing. Why? Because the roots grow first. The roots that take you down deep. The roots that are strong and well-watered and well-fed. Now, after the 5 years of those roots growing down and you don't see anything on the surface, within weeks you get a full-grown bamboo shoot. So we just need to take the time to allow the Lord to do with us what he desires to do. And so that means we can't give up. Going back to that lovely verse, verse 9, let us not become weary in well-doing or in doing good, for in the proper time we will, not we may, not we could, but we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. And so that's what I'm encouraging you today. You know, don't give up. Until next week, I want you to grow stronger. We'll grow stronger together. And, you know, I know many of you are wondering, where's the one-hour broadcast? It is coming. It is on its way. You don't have to worry. I have guests lined up, and we will get back to our regular schedule of listening to wonderful stories by others. Please tell me how this has affected you. I'm on Facebook. The link is right there on Blog Talk. You can hit me up on my inbox as well. And I want to hear from you. Even let me know what shows you're interested in, as well as if you have an interesting story yourself that you'd like to share. So I take you out once again with a Reuben Studdard. Don't give up, because that's our goal, to reach that finish line and to encourage each other along the way. Till next time, don't give up. All right.
How will she ever find the time to provide the need? And I'm telling her,
don't you give up on your dreams.
Yeah, you'll find
the hope that you need. Things aren't as bad as they seem.
Just keep on fighting, y'all.
Just keep fighting and you will be sure to succeed.
I see a kid in the cat's hole with no place else to go.
but everyone keeps saying